So let's review. The Gemara discusses several matters of communal responsibility. Hakoyel le'igli gapa v'afilu miyasmi. Even orphans have to contribute towards the expense of building gates for the city wall. However, Rabbanan lo'i. Torah scholars do not have to contribute because Rabbanan lo'i tzrichi nitirusa. They do not require protection, as the pasuk says, b'shach b'cha tishmar alecha. The Torah protects those who study it. On the other hand, l'karya depasya v'afilu mirabbanan. Goyven mo'is v'soichin poyelin. Even Torah scholars have to contribute towards the expense of hiring workers to dig wells, since they also need water. However, l'chluza loy, they do not have to join the townspeople in digging themselves, because Rabbanan lav b'nei mefik b'chluza ninu. It's not befitting the honor of a Torah scholar to perform labor in public. The Gemara cites a braisa regarding other communal needs. Chamesh ganais hamestapkois mayim imayin echad v'neskalkel hamayin. If a single stream irrigates gardens owned by five separate people and it became blocked, kula mesaknois imhuel yoina. If the blockage is upstream, the lower landowners have to assist the uppermost landowner because the lower ones also benefit from the upper section of the stream. However, hatachtoina mesakenes la'atzma. If the blockage is downstream, the upper landowners do not have to assist the lowest landowner because the upper ones do not benefit from the lower section of the stream. Conversely, v'chein chomish chatzerois shehayu mekalchois mayim lebiv echad v'neskalkel habiv. If five courtyards used the same drainage pipe and it became blocked, the rule is in the opposite direction. Kulon mesaknois imatachtoina. The upper ones have to assist the lowest owner in clearing the blockage because they also benefit from the lowest section so that the water continues to run down and does not back up. However, hoel yoino mesakenes la'atzma. The lower ones do not have to assist the upper owner because they do not benefit from the upper section. Another halacha regarding property adjacent to a river. Hayman da'achsik b'raksa d'nahara. The Persian government allowed anyone to stake a claim in a property as long as they paid taxes to the king. If someone claimed land adjacent to a river which was previously used by the public for unloading ships, chatzifa havi, siluke lo misalkinan lei. Although it's a chutzpah of him to grab that land, we cannot legally compel him to vacate the property. Similarly, hay man da'achsik beini achi ubeini shutvi. If one claimed a parcel of land located between property owned by two brothers or partners, chatzifa havi. However, it's a machlekes whether misalkinan lei. We compel him to vacate the property because the land is far more useful to the partners since they can adjoin their properties. Or, lemisalkinon lei, we do not compel him to vacate. However, mishum dina de bar metzra, if someone bought a property and the neighbor also wanted to buy the property, it's machlaikis. Nahardoi hold misalkinon lei. We remove him from the property to allow the neighboring landowner to buy it because the pasuk says, v'asisa hayosha ve'atoiv be'enei Hashem. One should do what's right and proper. Therefore, the Chacham instituted that a neighboring landowner has precedence because the land is much more valuable to him, while the buyer could just as easily buy land elsewhere. On the other hand, Rav Nachman holds Lo Misalkinan Lei. We do not remove him from the property because, as Rashi explains, Rav Nachman holds that we do not give precedence to a neighboring landowner. Tosfos disagrees and says, Moidim Kula Alma D'Shayech Dina D'Bar Metzra. Everyone subscribes to this principle, and Tosfos offers an alternate explanation of Rav Nachman. The Gemara now elaborates on the rights of the Bar Metzra, the neighboring landowner. Also imlech bei, amalei ezel izbun, v'amalei zil zovun. If the buyer asked the neighbor if he wants to purchase the property, and he said, go ahead and buy it. Tzarech l'mikno mina. He must perform a kinyan to finalize this commitment. Otherwise, as Rashi explains, the Bar Metzra can say, Meshateho yisibach, kidei la'amida al davim aruyin la. I didn't mean it. I only said that because the owner would have charged me a premium because of my greater need. Therefore, I wanted you to buy it at a fair price, and I would then claim it from you. The Gemara adds, Eloi konu minei ayakru v'zul birshusei. If he buys the property without securing this commitment, the neighbor can claim it from him from his purchase. If he buys the property without securing this commitment, the neighbor can claim it from him for his purchase price, regardless of whether it increased or decreased in value in the interim. If he buys the property without securing this commitment, the neighbor can claim it from him for his purchase price, regardless of whether it increased or decreased in value in the interim. Similarly, Zovan b'meyav v'shavi masan, if he bought the property for 100 zuz, while it was actually worth 200 zuz, and the neighbor now claims it, chazina, ilakula alma kamoi zila umazbin yohav le meyav v'shakale. If this seller always offers a discount, the neighbor may take it for 100. V'iloi yohav le masan v'shakale. If he offered a discount, especially for this buyer, the neighbor must pay him 200. On the other hand, Zovan b'mason v'shavio meya, if he bought it for 200 zuz, while it was actually worth 100 zuz, the neighbor must pay 200 because ein oino l'karkois. Overcharging for land is not considered fraud. At this point, Rashi explains, ein lanu loymar al dina de bar metzra v'yosiso hayosher v'atoiv elo l'loykeach. These laws apply only to the buyer to whom we say, m'shoich yodcha v'kachen azeh. Allow the neighbor to buy it because it's much more valuable to him, while you can just as easily buy land elsewhere. However, it does not apply to the moicher, the buyer, because shaham moicher oimer loy ma'asisi loch im erza loyem karen aloch utehe biyadi. I'm not causing you any harm because I could just as well keep the property. Based on this understanding, the Gemara lists many exceptions to the principle of dina de bar metzra. Matana, if the property was a gift, the neighbor has no claim, because the recipient is certainly not obligated to forego a gift so that the neighbor could buy this property. Mochar kol nechosov le'echad. If the seller sold all his property to this buyer, the neighbor of one parcel has no claim because there's no obligation of v'sisa yosher ve'atoiv at the expense of another person, in this case the seller for whom it's convenient to sell all his properties as one package. Le'bailam harishaynim. If the property was sold back to its original owner, the neighbor has no claim, because in this case, the buyer could not just as well have bought elsewhere. Zovan me'akum. If the property was bought from a non-Jew, the neighbor has no claim, because the buyer can argue, Ari avrichilach mimetzra. You benefited, because I chased away a bad neighbor. Zovan la'akum. If the property was sold to a non-Jew, the neighbor has no claim, because akum vaday lav bar ve'osisa hayosher ve'atoivu. It certainly does not apply to the non-Jewish buyer, and as explained earlier, does not apply to the moicher either. Mashkanta, if the seller had pledged this property as security to his debtor and now sold it to him, the neighbor has no claim because, as Rashi explains, shezeh shachein mitzran mikulon shekulo shchuna biyadai. He's the closest neighbor since he's already in possession of this property. Le'isha uliyasmi ulishutfi. One may sell his property to a woman, an orphan, or his partner instead of his bar metzra. As Rashi explains, L'isho u'liyasmi, because the lav oirach aral adurei u'levakesh mi sheyesh lo karkois limkor, they cannot go out and seek to buy other properties. And l'shutfi, because harehu kishachein bekula, he is the closest neighbor. In the next four cases, there's no obligation of dina de bar metzra on the loikeach because of the hardship it would cause the moicher. Limkar b'rochayk v'ligol b'karoyv, b'ra v'ligol b'yofa. Limkar b'rochayk v'ligol b'karoyv, b'ra v'ligol b'yofa. One may sell his property to enable him to buy another property that's closer or of superior quality, and he does not have to delay the sale for the sake of the bar metzra. L'chargo l'mezoyni l'kfura. One may sell his property to raise funds to pay his taxes, to support his father's widow and children, or for burial expenses, and he does not have to delay the sale for the sake of the bar metzra. Hani zuzi tav, v'hani zuzi tekuli. If the bar metzra and a stranger offer different currency, one of which is more accepted while the other weighs more, he can sell to whomever he prefers. Hani tsairi, v'hani shari. If the bar metzra offered him a sealed package of coins, while the stranger offered him loose coins, he may sell to the stranger, because he does not want to risk an argument concerning the contents of a sealed package. The Gemara discusses the extent of his obligation to his bar metzra. Omar ezel va'atrech va'aisi zuzi loy natrinan le. He does need to wait until the neighbor raises funds for the purchase. However, Omar ezel aisi zuzi, if he merely needs to go fetch the money, chazinan. I gavra do amid hu de ozel maisi zuzi natrinan le. Ve'iloi loy natrinan le. He must wait for him if it seems reasonable that he can afford the purchase and has the money available. The rest of the daf discusses various forms of preferences in sales where there's no bar metzra involved.